With a $600 deposit, you can now reserve a spot on a voyage from Miami to Cuba on the Phantom, one of the newest cruise brands and a Carnival Corporation. Phantom's president, Tara Russell.
The last couple days have been our biggest sales days in our first month since we launched the brand, so we're getting quite a large volume of interest. The intention would be to begin those Cuban sailings in May, and then every other week would be a 7-day itinerary back and forth.
The announcement follows reopening of embassies in Washington and Havana announced by the U.S. and Cuban president. Rules for U.S. travel to the island nation have been loosened since last year. However, leisure travel, including traditional cruises, is still banned under the U.S. embargo. The tours that have been approved are people-to-people tours, which involve cultural, faith-based, and humanitarian exchanges between American and Cuban citizens. Therefore, you won't find casinos or enjoy Broadway shows on board, but maybe something more unique.
It is also our intention to provide travelers a way to meaningfully have cultural exchange and educational exchange with Cuban people. So we've got Dominican and Cuban-inspired menus, music, film. We'll have social impact workshops and training opportunities on board. We'll have lots of fun activities that allow travelers to engage and get to know their community.
According to Russell, the Adonia, which can accommodate about 700 passengers, will sail on the new route. But the relatively small ship is able to enter many of Cuba's smaller and shallow ports. Fares will start at nearly $3,000 per person plus taxes and port fees for the week-long voyage. The company has been granted necessary approvals from the U.S. Department of the Treasury and the U.S. Department of Commerce. It is now waiting for the approval of the Cuban government. Cuba hosted more than 3 million visitors last year, and it has started to develop its cruise business in the past few years, attracting many Canadians, Europeans, and Latin Americans as the U.S. still maintains an embargo and travel ban against the island. For CRI, I'm Hefei in Washington.